Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Welcome back, Phil Vitale. How are you?
I'm good. Did you enjoy that game yesterday?
I did. Brenda did not. And it's for the first time in our lives, I don't think we were enjoying the company of each other watching a baseball game.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, I'm a big Cubs fan, so I was not happy with the ending. But you had to like the drama of that home run. You know,
the first and the second.
Yeah, the ex-Cub kid gets his first chance to play in Wrigley Field, and he jacks one out of there.
Would have been more epic if he'd hit it in his first at bat with the bases loaded.
I thought about that when he came up. I said, here we go.
I know, and then, you know, he grounds out.
Double play yet.
No less. But then there was also something almost more redeeming still, that he wins the game with the home run in his last at bat. So that was fun for the White Sox fans. And then it's something you don't hear that often. I don't know if, Lauren, were you at the ballpark for the game last night?
Oh, man, not only was I there, but I had some of the best seats in the place.
Where were you?
Front row.
I did not.
My.
Well, so after Jimenez hits that home run, I don't remember hearing this before. Let's go, White Sox. Clap, clap,
right.
Clap.
Oh, man, there was some real back and forth going on
really
in the upper
loud
area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we heard it outside the park where we were. And, you know, when the Cardinals are in town, when the Yankees are in town, they wear their jerseys, but you don't hear their chant that much.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of weird. I think that was upsetting, unsettling even for Cubs.
I was actually amazed at how many cheers I heard just when, you know, we had some good plays. I felt like 35% of the people there were White Sox fans.
And this is what Cubs do to Milwaukee fans. This is what Cubs
and
fans do
Dodger
to Reds fans.
Yeah.
You know, we go to their parks and it's always like a home game on the road because Cub fans travel and they're so
obnoxious.
they are such good fans, period.
Yeah.
That's the end
passionate,
of that.
Passionate.
Totally. I mean,
no.
that's all I'm saying. But the point is, it's weird to have that come back to Wrigley Field.
Mm-hmm.
That I have not heard.
I haven't heard it in a while. Cardinals fans used to attend the games in larger numbers than I've seen the last couple of years. That may come back. But, I mean, it makes for a great atmosphere, even if all you're doing is yelling, tastes great, less filling at each other.
It's kind of what they were doing.
That's fun.
You reviewed Galit, mm-hmm. which is a Middle Eastern kind of Mediterranean restaurant.
Yeah.
It's in Lincoln Park at 2429 North Lincoln. You give this place 3 stars.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. it's too noisy for some.
It's
looking at you.
Yeah, I know. Then would, and by that, he means me.
Yep. So get there, you know, you get there, hit the place early before the boisterous people really show up. But this guy won a James Beard Award in 2017 for Rising Star Chef, which would be goes to a chef who's 30 or younger. And he came to Chicago. He was in New Orleans working at a restaurant called Shaya, which was an Israeli restaurant. And now he's doing similar food up here in Chicago, though he's not trying to place an Israeli label on it because he's just pulling in influences from throughout the Middle East and a little bit beyond. So, and it is almost impossible to say this is an Israeli dish unless you talk about tradition, because the ingredients aren't unique to, you know, that's anything that specific.
Well, in that part
everywhere.
Of the world, you've got olives and cucumbers and tomatoes and chicken.
Right.
And that sounds Greek and Turkish, and you write Iraqi, Tunisian,
mm-hmm.
all of that.
Right. Yeah, so it just takes in the whole region.
So then you said the menu is kind of broken down into 3 different groups. You've got the hummus stuff.
Right. He's got 4 different types of hummus.
You've got the cold dishes.
Right.
5 small cold dishes.
Right.
So what's that?
They're kind of like little Korean banchan almost. You'll have little bits of collard greens, and I'm looking for my picture that tells me what I've got there. They have some labneh, which is yogurt with hyssop and sumac. You have this thickened tomato pepper jam that's known as Esme. He serves some feta cheese with onions.
Would you then eat that with the hot stuff as well? Because then they have the mostly over the coal hot dishes as well.
Well, if you ate them the way they're eaten in that region, they would show up with your hummus and your pita, and then there'd be all these little dishes arrayed around.
Which is the fun way to do it.
And that's typically how people order it there.
Yeah.
You pick your hummus, the pita just shows up, and then you get the salatim, which is the word for salad, but these are all little cold dishes, not greens exactly.
You say, that said, the smaller dishes make me the happiest. Don't miss the crunchy falafel.
Yeah, I mean, I started off in my career getting a hold of some bad falafel, and it kind of soured me on the whole thing. It just overcooked, yucky tasting stuff. And then I found good falafel. I said, oh, okay, this guy's, you know, I mean, given the concept of the restaurant, he has to do falafel, right? He has to do it. So he said, all right, I'm going to make some eye-opening falafel. I'm going to make this really, really, really good, and you're going to like it.
We're talking about Zach Engel's place. It's called Galit, G-A-L-I-T. It's a Middle Eastern masterpiece, says Phil Vitel. 3 stars is excellent at 2429 North Lincoln here in Chicago. And you always talk about the bar, especially if it's got a good cocktail program. You think this one's pretty good. And they serve a couple drinks there that I circled. The Sazerac, which is not an easy drink to make well, and it sounds like they do a nice Sazerac there.
Right. Well, his years in New Orleans should have given him plenty of practice with that drink.
And the Negroni-like Sunset on Halsted. I'm seeing Negronis in different versions of those pop up on menus. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've been there all along, but I'm noticing that more this year.
Well, it's become a more popular drink, and you know, you have so much flexibility in what you do with the bitter element. You've got to have the gin, but with the Amaros, that's a large descriptor for a whole lot of different additives, and each has its own little vegetal or fragrant kind of addition to the herbal presence, and so you can go a lot of different ways with a Negroni.
You also say, by the way, large plates are $16 to $27, so that's not that expensive.
Huh? No.
And it's Conversation Challenged.
Challenged.
And it's 3 stars is this place at 2429 North Lincoln. And again, the name of it is, how do you pronounce it?
Galit.
G-A-L-I-T, like mm-hmm. I've been saying, Galit. Okay, let's pause and come back with let's do this now, and then we'll come back with Phil's Flash Fry.
Mm-hmm.
We have some from last week, and here's your chance to call or text 312-981-7200. If there's a restaurant that you want to tell Phil about or ask about. Some of you want to know where's a good pizza joint on the south side or where's a good Asian place northwest. Or, hey, Phil, what do you think of restaurant X, Y, or Z? It's your turn to ask Phil some questions or make some suggestions. The Tribune did is it just the Tribune or the other publications in town doing this? They're doing, okay, we tried every gourmet burger. Mm-hmm. We tried all the good famous ice cream shops. The Tribune has a piece of the 14 different brands of ranch dressing.
Yes.
And ranked them. Walden Farms is number 14.
Out of 14.
This tastes straight up like chemicals mixed with dirty water, one taster wrote. The consistency was watery and thin, and the dressing smelled like paint or a public pool.
We paint a picture with words at our company. That's what we do.
Number 13 is Annie's Naturals.
Yeah.
I literally gagged, one wrote. It smelled like feet or sweat and tasted like bad cheese. Number 12, Sir Kensington's Avocado Oil Ranch. Number 11, O Orchids Ranch Organic Dressing. 10 was Daya, D-A-I-Y-A, Daya Homestyle Ranch Dressing, which is gluten, soy, and egg-free, dairy-free, too. I don't know what's in there then. Another participant wrote that the dressing looked cheap, but it tasted better than expected. Still others said it tastes wrong. After that, though, you get into some that aren't all that bad. Number 9, Newman's Own Ranch Dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Some said it tasted like a factory. Another said it tasted like cheap pickles. But it was 10 and wasn't horrible. Number 8, Organic Ranch Dressing. That's the brand from Whole Foods. One tester said it was pretending it's ranch. It tastes more like Caesar. A lot of them said it's more like a Caesar dressing than a ranch dressing. Number 7, Simply Balanced Organic Ranch Dressing. That's the Target brand. Participants said that it tasted too much like mayonnaise. It was too mayo heavy. Number 6, Wishbone. Number 5, Trader Joe's. Number 4, Ken's Steakhouse Ranch Dressing. Received compliments for its rich flavor, consistency, and appearance. Number 3, Tuscan Garden Ranch Dressing. That's the Aldi brand. How about that?
Yeah.
And then the top 2 were Kraft Classic Ranch Dressing. And the one we haven't mentioned yet, Happily Is the Best. This right. is the one I grew up with.
Mm-hmm. The original.
Hidden Valley. The original ranch is proof that sometimes the original is really the best. They loved it. It goes good with everything, they say. In fact, somebody said, it tastes like ranch and makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Right.
You well, don't like any of them, do you?
I'm not a ranch guy. To me, ranch dressing is what you give, put on salad for people who don't like salad.
It is a very flavor-forward dressing.
Right. It's a vegetable masking agent.
Yeah, I hate ranch. I think it tastes like sweat.
It does. Well, it's got kind of an earthen, you know, it's not citrusy. It's not mm-hmm. sweet. It's more peppery and earthy. I mean, when they said it smells like feet, I kind of understand how if you get it wrong, mm-hmm. you could be there.
Well, you're interesting. The ones that didn't like the ranch were the ones that pointed out, you know, if they sell it, said it smells like feet, which means it probably smelled a little cheesy to them, a stronger
right.
cheese
uh-huh.
component. And ditto for the ones who thought one dressing tasted more like Caesar than ranch.
They kind of live in that space.
Right. So that's when you detect a stronger cheese component, that's probably what tips ranch dressing over into the Caesar world.
Okay, let's pause, and we'll run through some questions, suggestions, and comments from our listeners. You can call mm-hmm. or text now, too, 312-981-7200 for Phil's Flash Fry. Remember, at 2:10, we'll visit with Sergeant Brian Kluver and another officer whose last name I'm not real good on. In fact, I'm not sure I got Brian's name right, but they're Carroll Stream Police Department officers who will tell us how they are going to know when you are too high to drive. Oh, you should hear this at 2:10. Ms. Garris, do you have the theme for Phil's Flash Fry ready? In 3, 2, 1, woof.
I'm going to feed around my vegetables. I'm going to chop down my vegetables. I love you most.
The number's 312.
My favorite.
981-7200. On Wednesdays at this time, Phil takes a potpourri of your stuff. Last week, Phil, you answered a question for somebody, where's a place for North Side Pizza or Northwest Side Pizza? But this texter from 708 says, what's your favorite place for Chicago deep dish pizza, period, and why? Pick one.
I would go with Lou Malnati. I've been a Malnati fan for a long time. My wife and I had our rehearsal dinner at the original Lou Malnati's in Lincolnwood. That's how long I've been eating that pizza. It's one of the originals, one of the original big three that really made deep dish pizza.
What are the other two? Gino's
and Uno? Of course Uno.
Yeah.
In fact, Rudy Malnati was the original general manager at Pizzeria Uno. And his son Lou broke away from the group and went out on his own.
If I had my druthers, I would say Gino's.
Uh-huh.
But you can't go wrong with any of those.
No, it's like, well, who's got the best religion? It's kind of like that kind of question.
Next one. Hey, Phil, who's got the best religion? How do
yeah.
What are the chances?
You know, I'm going to go on a limb. No, I'm not going to say it.
Really? That will not serve you well.
I'm going Dutch Reformed. Come at me. I'm doing it. Right now.
What have you got? Come on, bring it. Hello, can Phil please remind me of the place he recommended a few months ago for outdoor dining in Naperville?
Naperville. I bet I was talking about the rooftop restaurant on the Hotel Arista known as Santo Cielo.
This says it might be Mexican.
It is.
Yeah.
It's from the people that did Atora Madre, which is very...
Where is it, Phil?
Glen Ellen. They moved. And they opened this place, which is a little more refined Mexican. It's got it's on the rooftop, but it's...
What's the name of this
glass
place?
Walls, Santo Cielo.
And it's on the rooftop of the hotel in Naperville.
Right. Right downtown.
Eric says what? You're on WGN. Eric, how can we help you? You're on the air with Phil Vitale.
Yeah, hey, Phil.
Hi.
One cuisine I really like a lot is Czechoslovakian, like pierogi and arusky, potato pancakes, and all that type of stuff. It's usually cooked in a lot of butter and pasta and stuff like that.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Your line's a little funny, but I think we got it. Czech food.
Right, Czech, please. He wanted, they're kind of dying out. Here's, honestly, there was that great, what I called the dumpling corridor along Roosevelt Road on the western suburbs. I'm not sure which ones are left. We had Bohemia House in River North, but they eventually closed. It was run by two Czech doctors. They invested money in it, and they had a very, very good chef there, and it was a terrific restaurant. But that's a hard one to find these days.
Okay, if somebody's got a suggestion that you go for those pancakes and buttery foods, Czech food, please. Give me a call, 312-981-7200. 773, who's got the best beef shawarma in town, Phil? I don't even know what beef shawarma is.
Beef shawarma is kind of a pita sandwich. It's more in the lunchy and borderline fast foody kind of thing, and uh-huh. I don't indulge.
You don't like it?
It's not on my radar.
Okay, so thank you for not answering.
Confession.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Phil.
Oh, Bohemian Crystal in Westmont. I forgot that one. Bohemian Crystal in Westmont for your Czech food.
Yeah. So for shawarma, El Bawadi in the west suburbs is really good.
Spell it.
Albawadi.
Oh, that's in the south suburbs, right?
Yeah.
What suburb is it in?
I think it's by Hillside.
Yeah. Albawadi?
Yes.
Albawadi.
Yeah. South of Hillside, I want to say.
Bolingbrook.
Nope. Further east of Bolingbrook. Close to Toyota Park.
Spell it one more time, Elif.
Albawadi. Albawadi.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll do for that. We're out of time, Phil. You Googling it on your phone?
I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to see if I can find this silly address because I should know it, but I don't.
You dialing it up?
Yep.
Ridgeview or Bridgeview? Bridgeview. Producer Olive says it's in Bridgeview. She's got two fingers on a keyboard.
She's got it. Yep, 87th Street in Bridgeview.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we go. Well, we knocked a couple of them down.
Wasn't that far off of my Toyota Park guess.
Somebody just wrote in the gauge! ! They must love the gauge.
Yeah, that's
over by Millennium Park.
Place on Millennium Park. It's kind of a gastropub, but they don't like the name gastropub, so they don't call it a gastropub. But they have a lot of beers there, and they have some interesting pubby kind of foods. They have some game too. I think they used to have a venison burger. I don't know if it's still there, but it was. I liked that one a lot when they had it.
Read Phil Vitale's reviews in the Chicago Tribune, the paper edition, also online. ChicagoTribune.com/dining. Nice to see you, Mr. Vitale.
Thank you.
Thanks
nice to be seen.
In. Yeah, it's good to be seen here in the cloud that we are in.
That's right. I'm up in the clouds.
The fog rolls through downtown. We're going to go into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with the stories that matter, and then we'll visit with some of the folks from the Carroll Stream Police Department. They will tell you how they are training other police departments to recognize when someone is too high to drive.